You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:50 a.m. Luke Elder, Paddy Aspel and Craig Forsyth, the team in the studio, Lingfield, Doncaster and Huntingdon in the afternoon. And it's Wolverhampton and Dundalk during the evening. And you can tune into Betting TV and see the action live from Lingfield, Doncaster and Wolverhampton as well, live and free on Betting TV. Check that out at williamhill.com or on the William Hill app. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio to look ahead to the best of the action is Mr. Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
In good form, Mark. Yourself?
Very good, very good. Coming off the back of what's always a big day over in Ireland. Mm-hmm. The Thyestes chase is always a good indicator to some of the big chases later on in the season, and the Grand National, of course. We'll have a little bit of a look back at that. But before we do, just want to have a little touch on the Galmoy hurdle, because we have some classy runners in that every year, and this year we saw the return of Benny de Dieu, and boy did she return with a bang.
Coming down towards the final flight, and it is Benny de Dieu who's on the steal, coming down to the final flight in the John Mulhern Galmoy hurdle. It is Benny de Dieu over the last and clear from Penhill in second, and racing up towards the finish, it's Benny de Dieu who is announcing her return in the John Mulhern Galmoy hurdle. Has absolutely bolted up for Paul Town and Willie Mullins. Willie has the second as well, and the third, Penhill and Killalta.
Yeah, Benny de Dieu sent off even money favourite, beat Penhill and Killalta Vic in a 1-2-3 for Willie Mullins. She's been given quotes now of odds on for the Mayor's hurdle, but I know you were talking in the studio about potentially sending her to the Stayers, which she's got a quote of 5-1 for.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Mayor's option would obviously be considered the softer option of the two races. I mean, toppling Paisley Park, where we know he's rock solid over the course and distance, won't be easy. Obviously, we're going to see him in the Cleve hurdle on Saturday, but she travelled strong through the race. Whatever happened to Appleshade, I'm not entirely sure, but she, for whatever reason, hasn't ran her race. But there was a lot to like about the performance. She absolutely smashed her sabre companion, Penhill, who I don't think, I mean, it was better from him, and he's gradually improving each run. And I think he's maybe one to not completely discount for the Stayers hurdle in March. Obviously, he won the race a couple of years ago, but Benny de Dieu was obviously very impressive on her first run for what, the best part of exactly 250 days she'd been off the course, and she'll obviously go wherever she goes now. She'll head there with the leading chance, but Connections seemingly want to keep her down the mare's route, and you can kind of see why. I mean, obviously, you know, she doesn't take that much racing. You just look at her profile. I mean, that was only her 18th career start, but more recently she's been kept to sort of 2 or 3 runs per season, hasn't she? So
yeah,
obviously she goes well fresh, and they'll obviously have a sort of spot on now for Cheltenham, whichever race they decide to go. Obviously a lot could possibly depend on what happens in the Irish Champion hurdle with regards to Honeysuckle, because obviously she is likely to be the main danger. I don't think we've got anywhere near to the bottom of her just yet, and what kind of performance she puts up in the Irish Champion hurdle obviously is going to have an effect on where she goes, whether she goes down the Champion hurdle route or stays to the Mayors and tackles Benny de Dieu.
Yeah, Honeysuckle 9-4 second in the market at the moment for the Mayor's hurdle. Benny de Dieu actually eased out slightly to even money. She was odds on straight on the back of the race, so they put a bit more juice into her price. And of course, she fell with the race at her mercy last year, so it would be going for a bit of compensation, I suppose. And it's one of them, isn't it, where if you knew she was definitely going for that race, even money could look quite big. But
yeah,
there is a chance she could go anywhere else, really.
And that would be the concern, wouldn't it? And also the fact that obviously, perhaps she isn't always the most sound of horses, the fact that we don't see her that often.
On to the Thyestes chase next then. That was the feature race on the card. It was a gloomy old day at Gorham Park, but it was brightened by an old favourite, another winner of Willie Mullins.
as they come to the final fence in the Goffs Thyestes, and it's Total Recall, the leader, over the last from Expatriate Manila Fair. And then comes Class Conti, who's running on in between horses, running up to the finish. This day will be Throwback Thursday in years to come for Willie Mullins, as his nephew Danny wins on Total Recall. Class Conti second, and third is Manila Fair.
Yeah, Total Recall coming home in front, 16 to unbeat Class Conti at 33s. Manila Fair 14s in third. Expatriate was fourth at 8 to 1. Rolling back the years, Total Recall 11 years old now. He's had some pretty big days in the sun, which is quite a choice set of words given how bad the weather was in Corran. But when they emerged from the gloom, he was a few lengths clear, and he's gone on to win quite tidily in the
end. Yeah, he was kicked clear, and he won very easily from his stable companion Class Conti, with Manila Fair, an Expatriate, filling out the frame. It paid to be prominent, which can often be the case in this race. They didn't sort of lift it until a mile from home, and a few of those that were caught a good bit back were caught a little bit out of their ground. I mean, Danny Mullins had kicked exactly at the right time on this former ex Hennessy winner, if you like, and as I say, kicked at exactly the right time as a horse who had gone through the grades a little bit and been in a little bit in the doldrums of late. But that was a bit more like it, I suppose, over hurdles last time out. But his first one over fences for quite some time, and a little bit of a shock just looking at the price, but judged on his back class, I suppose you probably couldn't say it was that much of a shock. The overall sort of form moving forward, I'd take with a little bit of pinch of salt, considering the conditions and how the race was run. It's usually sort of more of an end-to-end gallop. It does always pay to be prominent, I think, in these type of races, but he just kicked at the right time and they couldn't get anywhere near him. So as I say, the form is taken with a little bit of a pinch of salt, but I should imagine this horse might have something like the Grand National as his main aim now.
He's 33 to 1 now for the Grand National on the back of that as well. So still a nice big price if you do fancy Total Recall there. Anything else stand out to you on the day on Thursday? Obviously had a pretty short price.
Willie Mullins' horse he was given a Vodrip, again, a positive ride by Rachel Blackmore, and they didn't see which way he went when he was asked to quicken. So maybe a horse to keep an eye on, possibly more a Punchestown horse rather than a Cheltenham one.
What did they call him in commentary?
We didn't take that race, so I'm not sure.
Because I never know whether it's going to be Ione or A1 or something clever like that, but over my head. 2-5 favourite that won the 120. Anyway, that's the horse we're talking about. I'm sure it'll pop up in the future somewhere down the line. Let's turn our attention to Friday's action, though, and horses that we do know what they're called. 305 Huntingdon is...
I don't know, there's one or two tricky ones in here.
305 Huntingdon is the first that Gary's picked. 2.5 mile listed mare's chase. This is the Lady Protectress contest, and we've got a field of 5 set to go to post here. And some of them pretty good on their day.
Like, are you going to try and name a few of them?
Marie Van Rys, pretty useful. Casablanca Mix on her day, is not bad at all. It's a small field, but there's some nice mares in there.
Yeah, it's a select field, isn't it? But I think the front three in the market are all pretty decent. Marie Van Rys is a horse who's very much on the upgrade. She's obviously won her last 5 starts, and she won at Doncaster on her most recent outing. I think this step up in trip is definitely going to suit her, and I think she's going to be pretty tough to beat, to be perfectly honest. She doesn't actually have the highest rating in the field. That honour belongs to Casablanca Minx, but I think that is probably due to that horse's victory at Market Raisin and the very competitive summer plate during the summer, obviously. And she's run okay here before, and she was 4th at Doncaster on her most recent appearance behind Lady Buttons, Happy Diva and Le Bago Wah. She was well beaten actually on that occasion, had Dahlia de Soy even further back, but she'd won pretty effortlessly at Aintree prior to that run at Doncaster. But small field, you do sort of just wonder whether that might not completely suit her. I mean, that handicap that she won at Market Raisin was a strong handicap that went an end-to-end gallop, and she really did tough it out. Dahlia de Soy, obviously we don't know that much about her. I mean, she won at Exeter on her UK debut. and then obviously was a bit disappointing when falling at Warwick last spring. That was her first run since then, when finishing fifth at Doncaster in that race in which Casablanca Mix finished fourth. So I'll be disappointed really if Marie Van Rij isn't up to taking this step up in grade in her stride, to be perfectly honest. So she's a fairly confident pick in that mare's listed chase.
Confident pick then for Gary Marie Van Rij, the selection in the 3:05 at Huntingdon, and then the 5 o'clock at Dundalk is where we'll be heading next. A mile and a half rated race. This is for 4-year-olds and older. We've got a bigger field this time. We've got 13 of them in the lineup if they all stand their ground. So much more competitive. What's made you pick this, Gary?
It's where the nap's going to be. The horse in question is horse number 8, Let's Get Started, for Colin Keane and Oliver McKiernan. Now, this horse has caught the eye on a couple of occasions, well, on the flat at least, has run over jumps during the summer of last year. Finished third at a big price, 25-1 in a mile and a half maiden, which probably wasn't the strongest here just before Christmas, but it was how the horse finished the race and still looked to be learning a little bit about the game. Now, my colour was on board when this horse finished third in a probably stronger race, a stronger maiden, rather, I should say, over a mile and a quarter here at the turn of the year. The yard have been ticking along okay as well, perhaps a little bit quiet the last fortnight, 1 from 6, but they have been amongst the winners. And most of the others have got a thoroughly exposed look to them, to be perfectly honest. The horse who's got the top rating, Miss Snossy Boots, has won here obviously before, finished third last time out, but has got a big old weight to shoulder. Park Row, I think, is potentially interesting, finished third on the most recent outing, and he's won here 4 times previously. And Pack Army, who we know plenty about as well, finished fourth here last time out, had won here a couple of times during the autumn and the early part of the winter. Finished fourth here last time out and kept on okay in the closing stages in a handicap, and I think will be suited by the step up in trip. Shouldn't completely rule out Guinevere as well, who won on her most recent outing at a big price here. She was the outsider of the lot, and that was her first win as well, when she beat Miss Snossy Boots, who reopposes obviously here, and She Is Diesel was a beaten favourite, and I think she's won subsequently as well. So but I just thought, Let's Get Started, they've gone to the trouble of booking Colin Keane, who's obviously, you know, the leading jockey now in Ireland, and there could be more to come from this particular horse, who's only having his fifth start on the flat. So Let's Get Started, who will probably nap in that 5 o'clock race at Dundalk.
Let's Get Started then, potential nap material for Gary Capewell in the 5 o'clock at Dundalk. That goes along with his selection, Marie Van Rij in the 3:05. So a couple to consider there. Thank you very much, Gary. Been a pleasure as always.
Pleasure, Mark.
Enjoy on Friday.
Will do.
There you go, the thoughts of Gary Capewell on Friday's racing. You'll be able to hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 11:50 a.m. Luke Elder, Paddy Aspel and Craig Forsyth in the studio. It's Lingfield, Doncaster and Huntingdon in the afternoon. A couple of listed races along the way there as well, and Wolverhampton and Dundalk throughout the evening. And if you're tuning into Betting TV, you'll be able to see the action live and free from Lingfield, Doncaster and Wolverhampton. So give that a try, williamhill.com and on the William Hill app. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.